Anybody? Can anybody hear?
Is this thing on?
Okay. Good morning. The Bible has a text in it that I like. It's a really interesting one here. It says, "But what should it profit a man if he gain the whole world but lose his own soul?" Not a very good trade-off, is it? Or what shall he give for his soul? In India, there was a slave. He was working for virtually, well, for nothing but food. But you know, he had his hopes. He wanted to get out of there. He wanted something. He was going to make it out of there someday. And he worked at a place where you just might have a chance. It was a diamond mine. Well, one day, as he was picking up stuff for his master, he found a diamond that was huge. He'd never seen anything like it. And his first thought was not to go show it to the master. No, he thought, "This is my chance. I can get out of this place." And he quickly shoved it in his pocket. But you know what? He didn't serve any dummy. They check the pockets when you leave. And so he began to think to himself, "What am I going to do? How am I going to get this diamond out of here?" And a thought came to him. He took a knife and he sliced his leg. Whoa, wouldn't that feel good? The blood was pouring down his leg, and so quickly he asked the guard to get him a bandage. And they came up with what they came, you know, they really weren't ready for that, and they came up with something pretty massive. And as he wrapped it, he slipped the diamond in it. Whoa. And he'd been thinking about this a long time, and so he had a way that he thought he could get out. And so that night, he snuck out of the place and nobody noticed him. Well, you know, usually they catch him with a very short time, because what is a slave going to do to get free? He didn't have any money or anything. But this guy had thought of everything. And he was that wasn't very far away from the ocean, and there were ships there. And so he went down there and he saw a captain, and he went up to the captain and he asked him if he could come on board. But the captain was no dummy either. He knows a slave when he sees him. But when the slave pulled out a diamond, a huge diamond, the captain of the ship agreed to take him along. Now, wasn't that nice of him? And so the slave got on board, and the captain told nobody about it. I guess you know that it wasn't good news for the slave, though. Shortly after the ship took off, the captain threw the slave overboard and stole the diamond. Well, what is it worth? You gain the whole world, but lose your life? Well, it wasn't good for the slave, but the captain, he did a lot better. He took that free diamond, and let's see. He got over to the next landing place, and he sold it for $5,000. Now, that was back when $1,000 was worth a lot more money. And $5,000, that was a lot of money. And he sold it to some merchant who took it to England. And when the merchant got to England, he turned around and found somebody that was interested. That was a beautiful diamond. And he sold it to a man in England for $100,000. Now, that's a pretty good profit. Now, a diamond is kind of interesting. If you guys want, jump out of your chairs here and come on up here, because I happen to have a diamond. And it's man-made, so you're probably wondering how I come up with a diamond that's worth millions. It's not worth millions. Okay, one of you put your hand out. Put both your hands out. Okay, I need two hands from one person. Okay, which one is heavier? Which one? Pick it up. Okay, yeah, clearly. Okay, another volunteer here. Let's try this one here. You feel a difference? One's a fake. Which one's the diamond? Take a look. Look at the color in one of them. The other one's really pulled a dole. Oh, you don't want to beat them together. That's not a good idea. It's a quick, easy way to lose millions or whatever we've got invested. I happened to trade a 17-pound copper nugget for it. Yeah, it's a little cheaper. Let's pass it down here. You have to be holding them both at once. Okay, here we go. Over here. Try that one. Now, these are kind of interesting because they're not just regular rocks, are they? This rock here, okay, you got to cough it up. Here, hand it to him right there. Okay. Now, you notice that one of them feels real, the other one feels like a fake. Okay. There we go. I need longer arms here. That's pretty nice, huh? You can surely tell the difference, and if you look at it, you can see bright. Yeah, some of these have. Yeah, that's.
Why do you have a watch on?
That's a watch, and they're cheaper. Look inside, though. Look at all the color in the one and none in the other. The real ones really are valuable.
That's real.
Yeah. Now, this is called cutting the diamond. It's just a rock. It looks like a clear rock. You've seen lots of clear rocks, but these are different. When you cut them, it makes all these pretty angles on it, and that's what makes all the color in them. That makes it really beautiful.
This is a shiny.
Now, this merchant bought this. He got this diamond, and he had somebody cut it for him. Now, what does it make a diamond worth now? How much is a diamond worth? Well, in this particular case, it raised from $100,000 to $600,000. Oh, that's pretty cool. And that was to a French duke. Now, it eventually found its way over to Napoleon's sword, and it was mounted in his sword. And of course, it's not really for killing people. That kind of a sword is so pretty, you can't afford to take it out on a battlefield. You might drop it, and somebody else would get rich. But the story has an interesting ending, because before it became part of the sword of Napoleon, this man here who bought it for $600,000 was feeling really good about it until a thief came and stole it. Uh-oh. Now what? The thief has the diamond, and the thief is saying, wow, what am I going to do with a diamond? Wow. And so he went to sell it, and he thought to himself, well, wait a minute, there's not a terrible lot of these running around on the street. And since I stole it from somebody, maybe I could get into big trouble. And so as he checked around, he found that everybody knew that this diamond was stolen. Now what's he going to do?
Get a new diamond.
Well, now that's a really good idea, but you know, they're just not everywhere. I'll tell you what he did. He began to think about it. What's it worth if you gain the whole world but lose your old soul? Well, he was thinking to himself, what's it worth to gain the whole world but get thrown into prison? And so what do you think he did with it now?
Let me do it.
He threw it in a ditch. What are you going to do now? How much is that diamond worth? He just threw it away for nothing. And he didn't go to jail. I guess he felt good about that. It was hardly worth it to him, was it? Now you got to ask yourself again, who came out good on that? It wasn't a good investment at all. Is there anything worth giving your life for?
No.
Is there anything worth giving your soul for? That means you don't go to heaven. You know, there is one thing that you can give your life for that's worth it all, and that is you give your life to Jesus. When you become like Jesus, you're kind, you're thoughtful, you're generous, and no matter where you go, nobody can take that away from you. And if you die, where are you at then?
Heaven.
You go to heaven. And you're around people just like that. No, that is something worth giving your life for, isn't it? Yeah? Yes? You don't want to try this. You can take this diamond, and they put it in a big holder, and when they're first doing it, they take a mallet and they hit it with a hammer, and it breaks it into pieces going different directions. Now, the last of it, they grind it, but that's got to be a scary process to take a diamond worth that much money. Okay, we better send you back to your seats. Thank you very much. You guys have been good audience.
Reminder, just a reminder to the young people, pick up the plates. Thank you so much. That helps pick up those plates for the offering. And that helps other young people go to school and learn about Jesus.